It's on PNP Network is Adam Small. Adam began his filmmaking career in 1984 when he did a school movie, actually an acclaimed documentary called Another State of Mind. That wasn't a school movie at all, I don't believe. But we'll talk a little bit about that. He's also one of the people who was on the writing staff of In Living Color, one of the co-creators of Mad TV, and now has a brand new show that's going to be debuting this week, and every Friday night it'll be on at 8 o'clock on UPN, which in Boston is on Channel 38. Around the country, check your listings. But it's called Gary and Mike, and it is a very, very funny animated series. I thought it was hilarious. Welcome to the show, Adam.
Thank you. Nice to be on the show.
Nice to have you here. Speak up just a little bit for us, okay?
Okay.
Great. Much better. Yeah.
Good.
So now tell us a little bit about the beginning of your filmmaking, the 1984, this movie, Another State of Mind.
Well, I had all this camera equipment, and a partner I went to high school with, he knew this punk band, a punk band that actually went to Beverly Hills High School, if you can put that together.
Okay.
And they were traveling across America on a tour, and one of the bands was Social Distortion. So we followed Social Distortion for 8 weeks across America and into Canada, and they were all on a school bus. And it almost killed me, but I made it out alive. And the documentary was shot in 1982 and released in 1984.
Wow.
And the day we screened it, we couldn't afford to put it on film. It was video. And the day we screened it, we bought a theater out for the evening and sold tickets. And that night, a punk tackled the video projector. And everything we'd worked for was destroyed.
Oh, my. That's punk, though. You got to live and die by it, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. So, now you've done many, many different things. I'm looking at this thing, and I'm probably one of the only people in the world. I'm looking at it said that you did something called the Stephen Weed Show along with Vax Bear.
Yeah.
And if I remember correctly, Stephen Weed, wasn't he the boyfriend of Patty Hearst?
He was the boyfriend of Patty Hearst, and when they broke in to kidnap Patty, he ran out the back door. So instead of defending his girl, he ran. And that kind of was the metaphor to us for the 70s, growing up in the 70s.
And that was so the end of their relationship as well.
Oh, yes. And so we put on a review, a comic review, a send-up of the 70s, and that's where I met my partner.
Now, so you met him doing this.
Yes.
And his name is Fax.
Fax Barr, yes.
It's kind of a weird name.
Well, that's his nickname. It's the nickname passed down for the family. Fairfax is the official name.
And I see.
So it's Fairfax Barr.
I think you should change it to email, you know.
Fax is out Xerox.
Now. Yeah, exactly. Well, Xerox may be going out of business soon, so you don't want to do that.
Yeah.
But so then you guys joined the writing staff together over at Living Color, right?
Yes.
That was a great show.
Well, we had a lot of fun doing it, and while we were writing for In Living Color, Fax was completing Hearts of Darkness, the making of Apocalypse Now.
Mm-hmm.
So while we were writing, creating Fire Marshal Bill with Jim Carrey, he was also following Coppola on his journey of insanity.
Wow.
Pretty crazy time.
Yeah, kind of a mix. You may not know where you are half the time when you that
exactly.
Kind of dizzy life. Yeah.
We never know who we are.
I'm glad you mentioned Fire Marshal Bill because I know you guys wrote that sketch and created the character. But having a guy like Jim Carrey around, and in fact, the whole cast was an incredible cast. It allows the writers to do a lot of different things.
Oh, it was perfect. I mean, it was incredible. He'd come in, Jim Carrey would come into our office with different characters, and it's like, pick which one you want to write today. And we'd always had this idea for a fire marshal who is always starting fires. And when Jim came in and made that face, that face that I think everyone can remember, we just said, that's the guy. So we sat down and the three of us worked together to create him.
I always felt that was one of the funniest sketches on In Living Color.
Well, thank you.
It really was. There's a lot of funny things on that show. But
We had a writer who we were working with on another project at the time, and we came in and we'd just been boycotted by the New Jersey Fire Department because Fire Marshal Bill's slogan was, fire is your friend. And he said, guys, you've got to be very careful. And we said, why? He goes, well, I wrote an episode of ALF about 3 years ago in which ALF sees a jacuzzi and wants one for himself. So he takes a cake mixer and he puts it in the bathtub.
Uh-huh.
And that's how he creates his jacuzzi. And the next morning after the show aired, three children had electrocuted themselves in the bathtub. So he said, you better stop writing Fire Marshal Bill. You're going to kill kids. But to my knowledge, no one's died yet.
No, well, just died laughing. I think they died laughing.
I hope so.
But you know, he does have a point, though, because sometimes you don't realize the power of television and movies and stuff, and people do emulate some of the things they see on screen.
Oh, yeah, you have to be responsible, definitely.
Yeah. Now, you also did the landmark Super Bowl halftime special, too, right?
Yeah, that was a blast. we had so much fun doing that.
Yeah.
Keenan was very freed up, let us do whatever we wanted. You know, we filmed that sketch. There was a sketch where Jim Carrey plays an audience guy in the background, the ultimate fan, who's always, you know those interviews at halftime where the mm-hmm. coach is being interviewed by the TV guy, and in the background you see those fans screaming at the camera?
Right.
Well, the only way we could get that done is to just film it in our office with Jim Carrey playing it to convince Keenan to do it. So we just ran this VHS in his office, and Keenan said, let's do the sketch tomorrow. So he was very open to all ideas.
Yeah. But now, what do you think of him and that whole family? What a talented family, huh?
Oh, they're incredible. Mm. They've been working on those bits together at the dinner table for years.
It paid off.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, you also worked with another funny guy whose show I thought would be a huge hit and really didn't do much, but John Leguizamo's House of Buggin'. You were actually the co-producer of that, weren't you?
Yeah, co-executive producers on that show.
Yeah. That was a pretty good show, but it didn't really make a splash too much.
Well, we did the first, the pilot, and then we went on to other things. But he's very creative.
He is.
I don't think he was made to just do sketch. I think, you know, his theater background and he's so great. He can do so many things. Yeah. I think TV sketch would have just kind of kept him a little too claustrophobic.
Mm. It was a funny show, though, and John's a very funny guy.
Yeah,
he's got potential to do many more things.
Oh, yeah.
So we're talking about In Living Color, and I love that show. I used to like Saturday Night Live, and then I was really into In Living Color, and then it went off the air, and I'm like, what am I going to watch now? And then Quincy Jones and Dave Salzman and yourselves came up with Mad TV. Which I love. We've had half the cast on of that show, and in fact, we have one of the cast members coming on today or tomorrow. One of the women, I think her name is Mo.
Oh, yeah. Mo, yeah. She's fantastic.
Yeah, she's coming on either today or tomorrow. I'm not sure which day it is. But we've had quite a few of the cast members on already, Nicole Sullivan and a number of them on already. It's a great show, and I always love sketch comedy when it's done right.
Yeah, me too.
And, you know, it's unfortunate that sometimes, for instance, Saturday Night Live, on some occasions, had some pretty poor cast people and poor writing and has gone down the tubes. It seems to have recovered sufficiently now.
Yeah.
Which is good. It's kind of a show that I always liked, and you want to root for it. You don't want to root that it's going to get down the tubes.
Yeah, well, that was how everything started for me, when I watched Saturday Night Live and I saw a commercial on the show, and I thought it was a real commercial, and then lo and behold, it was a fake commercial for Saturday Night Live, and I just loved how truthful it was and how you really thought it was real.
Yeah.
Which is really the way we do all our comedy.
Yeah, the Groove Tube was like that. Did you ever see the Groove Tube?
Oh, I loved the Groove Tube.
Yeah, that was a great film. Now, you've gone from the sketch comedy, which you started and you've done so successfully in The Living Color and Mad TV and House of Buggin', and now you have a Claymation series. Why Claymation?
Well, we on Mad TV started working in Claymation. You know, we wanted to create, like Saturday Night Live, we wanted to have different bits. You know, we wanted to have a movie parody. We wanted to have a Stewart sketch.
Mm-hmm.
Then we wanted to have a takeoff on Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer called Raging Rudolph. We wanted to have little vignettes. Because if you remember the original Saturday Night Live, they had Muppets. They had like a 3-minute Muppet bit in there somewhere.
Right.
And so that's really what the word variety meant to us, is all these varieties of comedy. So we worked with this Claymation, and it was so much fun to do that when the idea of doing Gary and Mike came along, it was just the perfect match. Originally, Gary and Mike was written live action. It was a live action show about two young kids traveling across America. And when we turned the script in, the network executive said, well, this is great. Unfortunately, it's going to cost $7 million an episode. You can't go to Las Vegas 1 week, go to Hollywood the next, go to New York the next. It's impossible to do. So we shelved it, did Mad TV, and then after working in the clay said, well, it's perfect. We can go all around the country without leaving our studio.
Exactly. Is that an expensive proposition to the Claymation thing?
It's about the same as most animated shows. I mean, it costs about the same as King of the Hill and The Simpsons.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, how key is it, the voices of Christopher and Harlan in this thing?
We auditioned 100 people each for each character, and every single person doing Mike, who's the cool guy, always came in doing the stoner dude. How you doing, man? Cool, let's get laid. And everyone doing Gary, who is the character who's not so sure of himself,
right,
was always a little bit like this and always a little geeky. And they were all doing caricatures. They were all playing somebody else. When Harlan came in, he was himself, which is just this wacky, whacked out, amazingly lovable guy.
Mm-hmm.
And the same with Chris Moynihan. He's just, that's who he is. I mean, it's a little exaggerated, but these two are just honestly doing themselves in a way. They're just, it's organic to them. So everything these two characters say comes out very truthful and very honestly. So it's not like caricatures. It's more characters who they really are.
I guess my first question when I saw the whole thing was, why didn't you and Fax do the voices like Mike Judge did on Beavis and Butthead?
Well, to be honest, I don't think we would have done nearly as good a job.
Really? You don't think so?
Oh, yeah. I think these two actors are just immensely talented and creative and just the perfect match. We couldn't be happier with them.
It's a hilarious show. I saw the pilot episode, and it is very, very funny.
Well, thank you.
And I think that's going to do really well. Hopefully it'll catch on. I'm still laughing thinking about it. I'm just picturing the kid's car after he got it back.
Yeah.
And it just makes me laugh. And folks, if you don't know what I'm talking about, you don't. Check it out.
Well,
every Friday night at 8 o'clock, it's on TV 38 and the UPN station near you. This week there's a sneak preview at 9:30 on UPN on Thursday night. So
yeah, the pilot will be on at 9:30. And the next night, the first episode. So you don't want to miss that pilot, which explains how these two get on the road together in the first place.
That's Thursday, the 11th,
yep,
at 9:30. And then the rest of the time, you can catch it every Friday night at 8 o'clock on UPN. And how many did they order initially?
Well, it was originally ordered on Fox, and they ordered 6 episodes. And then they thought, well, Jesus, we have King of the Hill, Family Guy, Futurama,
Simpsons.
Right. They said, I think we just have one show too many. So they were nice enough to put it on the selling block, and UPN, which was looking for something like this, bought it. And they ordered another 7 episodes. So
great.
We've got 13, and hopefully we'll be able to start doing 22 a year.
Timing is everything, though, isn't it?
Exactly.
It's unbelievable. It's a great show. I think it's going to be a lot of fun for you. Now, I assume that, are you still doing stuff with Matt TV as well?
We consult, but there's really no time.
I was going to say, you can't do this and do the other thing and do them both right.
Exactly, and we have Dick Blasucci, who's now running the show, who's just doing a great job. We couldn't be happier with how Matt TV's doing.
Yeah, it's a great show, and they're doing really well, which is good.
Yep.
It's a perfect time for them, and hopefully that... Friday nights at 8 o'clock, must-see TV, will be Gary and Mike over at UPN.
I hope so. We've got Deborah Wilson, who's also a cast member of on Mad. She's doing voices for us on Gary and Mike. Also, Bryan Cranston, who plays the dad in
Malcolm in the Middle.
Malcolm in the Middle is doing voices.
We've had him on our show.
Yeah, he's great. Yeah. And also, Kurtwood Smith is doing a voice, who plays the dad in that 70s show.
Right. Yeah.
So we've got a great cast, and they're very versatile, because every week we have to play somebody else.
Well, I'm waiting for the call so I can get one of these speaking parts one of these days.
Hey, you'll get that call in about 5 minutes.
I'd love to do that. You know, I've been approached before to do cartoons and stuff, but I like this claymation thing. So if you ever need a special guest on the road, if they run into a radio guy or someone else, and I'd love to be that guy.
Great.
But I want to wish you a lot of luck on this thing. I think it's going to be a really successful show. Gary and Mike, it's on UPN every Friday night at 8, and this week a special premiere pilot edition at 9:30 on UPN on Thursday night. And we'll hope to talk to you again soon.
Thank you very much.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
That's Adam Small.